Are we now in the third great awakening? According to Glenn Beck, we have arrived. He reminds us that it has nothing to do with politics, except all his followers just happen to be conservatives. It all has to do with getting back to God. But how do we define God? And the more we say God and insert God, where Christians usually say Jesus Christ, the better. Glenn's third great awakening is based on faith, hope, and charity. And the Mormon shall lead them to discover true spirituality and the God they can become. With the fervor of an evangelical minister, with a blackboard outline taken from the Declaration of Independence, Glenn Beck exegetes the Declaration of Independence as if Thomas Jefferson were inspired by God. Glenn Beck is leading the way into the Third Great Awakening. According to Beck, the First Great Awakening founded our country, the second one ended slavery, and the third one will, well, at the very least, end the Obama presidency, something often implied but rarely said nowadays. His studio audience is mesmerized, hearing things they've never heard before. Beck tells us he has George Whitefield, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and all the founding fathers on his side. Simply Google search Glenn Beck, Third Great Awakening, to see and hear for yourself. Do you wonder how George Whitefield got on the Beck bandwagon or vice versa? Beck recounts that Whitefield's message was, "Listen to God. God will tell you what to do. Have a personal relationship with God." I would be very interested to find out when Whitefield ever said that in a sermon. Faith, hope, and charity. Three values that Glenn Beck has proclaimed for over a year now. This is the key to the Third Great Awakening. Amazingly, Beck asks us to take a 40-day and 40-night challenge. Remember the recent evangelical emphasis on 40 days of purpose? Cloaked in evangelical language, if you didn't know Beck was a Mormon, and he doesn't hide that fact, you would think he was an evangelical. In fact, Beck said, "The founder of my church said one time, 'Teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves.'" What an insight from Joseph Smith. Could it be that Glenn Beck is trying to use conservative politics, evangelical language, and the founding of our nation to make Mormonism acceptable to the Christian community? I believe that is his ultimate goal. If that is his goal, it is working, at least with some. Listen to this extended quote written by Pastor Jim Garlow of the mega ministry Skyline Church in San Diego. If you live anywhere in California, you have heard of Jim Garlow, as he was the driving force behind Proposition 8, the voter-approved measure to end the short-lived gay marriage ruling. Garlow writes, quote, "I have listened and watched very carefully regarding clues to Glenn's spiritual condition. I have interviewed several people who have been with him and have talked to him regarding his own personal salvation. Glenn has said that he relies on the atonement of Jesus on the cross for forgiveness of his sins, and those were almost the exact words. Few people use the term atonement. Glenn did. On one of his TV shows about a month ago, he laid out the gospel using his well-known blackboard in the clearest explanation of the crucifixion and the resurrection that I have ever heard on national TV. I called Jim Robison and asked him, 'Did you hear that?' James said, 'Richard Land, a Southern Baptist leader, just called me and said he never expected to hear the gospel so clear on secular television.' It was quite remarkable. A few days ago, Glenn laid out America's problems and then concluded, 'We need God.' I have interviewed individuals who have talked with Glenn about his personal salvation, persons extremely well known in Christianity, and they have affirmed, using language evangelicals understand, Glenn is saved. He understands receiving Christ as Savior," unquote. In fact, you can read Jim Garlow's entire defense of Glenn Beck on the internet. You might find Garlow's defense of Beck surprising, but we live in a day when some evangelical leaders are asking how much error a person can have and still be a Christian. After all, they say, we all have some error. Glenn Beck is a former alcoholic, leading America on a 12-step recovery program. Glenn Beck is a Mormon, leading evangelical Christians to accept Mormonism as another branch of Christianity. Glenn Beck is using conservative politics, evangelical language, and a skewed view of history to advance his own agenda. It will be interesting to see how far he goes and how many Christians he takes with him. Are you going along on the ride?